Global supply chain cost. Global supply chain cost estimation needs to be based on total cost of ownership, TCO, analysis. Due to the need for long-term capital investments, TCO should be based on net present value calculations that take into account the time value of money. The effect of exchange rates may also need to be factored in. Global supply chains should create an environment where costs are low enough that a product can be sold at a price that ensures high profits and market share. However, when developing a global supply chain, many organizations fail to estimate these costs correctly. This can result in a product that costs more than customers are willing to pay given the price of competitor or substitute products. Essentially, distance matters. Important global costs that are frequently underestimated include the following. Cost of lead time. Rather than being measured in days or weeks, this may stretch out to months, resulting in significant increases in costs, including transportation costs, customs and administrative costs, inventory carrying costs, loss or damage costs, costs related to currency fluctuations, and significant reduction in inventory turnover. Obsolescence risk is also higher when lead times are longer. Unexpected delays are common when working in countries in the developing world. These have many causes, from red tape to power outages. Cost of lost sales. Stockout risk increases with long lead times. Some customers will not buy if a quoted lead time is too long. Price may need to increase, causing lost customers due to either a too high supply chain cost under normal circumstances or a supply chain disruption such as new tariffs. Cost of flexibility or inflexibility. This includes the costs required for better supply chain visibility, track and trace, as well as for rapid response given changes in a network's viability due to the drivers of change using tools such as a STPL analysis. STPL stands for sociocultural or social, technological, economic, environmental, political, legal slash regulatory, and ethical. Cost of quality. The promised level of quality may have been misrepresented. The quality feedback loop takes longer, costs more, and can run into cultural or communication barriers. Inspections may need to be more frequent. Returns are not cost-effective. Obsolescence risk is higher. Cost of security. Products need to be kept secure at rest and in transit. Vehicles and drivers and even empty payloads need a process to ensure they are secure. Cost of added risk. Examples include foreign exchange risk, country risk, intellectual property risk, import/export compliance risk, for example, knowing volume limits before restrictions or duties are enforced, percentage of foreign source materials for made-in-country claims, transportation disruption risk, expediting risk, and the risk of the loss of trained staff. In general, low-cost country sourcing is best when the product lifecycle is long, there are few product variations, and the products require significant labor. The intellectual property content, transportation costs/variability, product value, and security concerns should be low. Conversely, domestic sourcing is recommended for the opposite product profile. Short life cycles, many varieties, low labor content, and high concern about intellectual property, transport costs/variability, product value, and security.